Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, forget OJ, I'm on trial. CNN live coverage of the Mean Farmer case continues after this word from Tyson Chickens. Where are my Super Bowl tickets? Yeah, gavel-to-gavel media monkey meat circus surrounded my day in court. It's a sensational case, folks. I was caught after a televised low-speed chase around town. I was driving my white International Harvester ton and a half. Well, you know, I never drive fast. You know that, oh, you know. It was a bloody crime scene. They found my Seba Geigy hat and one of my work gloves. Two of my chickens had been cruelly slaughtered, said the prosecutor. My defense? Well, I hired a Hollywood lawyer, and he hired two New York lawyers, and they hired six Chicago lawyers, and they all hired PR guys, and then we got a book deal and a TV movie deal, and then they chartered a tour bus so they could all come visit me in jail. Yeah, the DA did DNA testing, found blood that matched the chickens. Me, Colonel Sanders, and President Clinton, of course, he's linked to everything these days, ain't he? Yeah, we selected a jury, mostly folks from the home, except for one kid with a Meat Puppets t-shirt. Nice boy. And then we went to trial. My girlfriend, Angie Dickinson, testified against me. Oh, the tabloids had a field day with that one. Got a picture of us together in the hot tub. Actually, of course, a stock tank next to the campfire. Yeah, but I was acquitted. Temporary insanity? Oh, no. Oh, you know it's not temporary. Oh, you know. No, no. They let me off because they liked my motive. Dinner. next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the book deal comes through, and it's the first time ever that a felony trial has produced a cookbook. Oh, golly.
This is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, it's nearly Halloween, and this year you gotta be careful. Schools don't want your kids dressing up like something scary, because it might give other kids nightmares. And your kids can't be fat, hobos, or other politically incorrect stuff. So what can you do? Well, you order Dickie Schmooze inoffensive Halloween gear. Look, it's a giant pancreas. Look out for that large intestine. Hey, give a handful of bite-sized Snickers to that smoker's lung. Dickie Schmooze inoffensive Halloween gear isn't scary. It's stuff we live with every day. And it's politically correct. It's what everybody has, regardless of race or creed. Internal organs. Some, like the smoker's lung and the diseased liver, even teach kids lessons on healthy living. To order Dickie Schmooze inoffensive Halloween gear, send $80 to Dickie Schmooze Halloween, Box 1, Gastritis, Vermont.
College football. College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yash Shafoimi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes Fighting, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Hello, Yash. I have brought with me today the Nebraska School of Mimes marching band, The Blowing. Come on in, marching band.
Coach, we don't have time. Hi, gang. Hurry it up.
The School of Mimes Blowing Band is under the conduction of Dr. Anonymous Donor.
Well, let's get it over with. What are you guys going to play for our radio audience, Dr. Donor? What? Do not sleep in the ground, on the train track. Don't sleep in the subway. Oh, boy. Great song. Go on. Coach, there's a bunch of guys pretending to play musical instruments on the radio.
Don't stand a pouring rain. Makes you wish you knew the words, don't it, so you could sing along.
I think we can move on to your predictions, Coach. Last week you were 1-2. You're now 5-7 on the year. How about LSU at Florida?
Well, LSU has that new ball remote control offense, so they don't even have to show up. LSU will win 76-72. Can you hear me over the marching band?
Unfortunately, yes. In the Big 8, Colorado visits Missouri.
Missouri will win the coin toss, and it just makes sense that the team that gets the ball the most will score the most points. So Missouri 6-3. Listen, ain't that the best spinning wheel you ever heard?
Surprisingly, yes. Finally, Oklahoma State at Nebraska.
Well, baseball Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson's doing a good job at quarterback, so Nebraska will win 89-2.
That's Brooke Behringer, Coach.
Here, Yash, let's sing this last song. Here's the words.
No, Coach, we really shouldn't.
Here we go. Get well soon, Tommy. Don't get any more blood clots. Eat healthy food. And when the doctor says, get some shots. I wrote those words myself.
Oh, yeah, beautiful, Coach. Till next time, I'm Yasha Foymi, denying all responsibility, and I'm willing to testify.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that dismembered corpse?
Well, I'm going down to the haunted house, Bill.
Which haunted house? The Bloody Castle of Undead Horror? The Manor of Mass Murder? The IRS office?
Oh, none of those. I'm going to Tamerlane's Haunted Pet Mansion.
Tamerlane's Haunted Pet Mansion?
Tamerlane's Haunted Pet Mansion, where your pets will get the Halloween fright of their all-too-short lives.
A place where I can terrify my pets? It's a dream come true.
Yeah, as soon as you get off house arrest, Bill, you can take the pets in for an evening of traumatic fun. The rolled-up newspaper room. The piddle on the carpet in your dead room with no doors. The time for your bathroom. The chew toys revenge. The doorbell that won't stop ringing. The families going to Disney World hope this food'll last. Garage.
Scary, Joe. My pets will never be the same.
That's right, Bill. From the moment your pet is chased in by a car, the Tamerlane Haunted Pet Mansion means your pet will never stop trembling.
All right. Can I take my parakeet?
Toss him in the room full of cats, Bill.
Ooh, I'm feeling lightheaded.
Check your lithium level and head on down to the Tamerlane Haunted Pet Mansion, across from the rendering plant in the boarded-up section of Anytown, USA.
Saddam, Saddam.
What? What?
Sorry. Saddam, Saddam.
That's better. I hate it when you talk like George Bush.
Down, Bush. Down, Bush. Yeah,
Those were the days. What is it?
All the troops are in position. We're ready to liberate Kuwait again.
What? Are you crazy? Remember what happened last time we tried that? They blew up all the bridges, wrecked my satellite dish. I couldn't get HBO for months. I had to live in the Winnebago.
But you said invade Kuwait.
No. It was dinner time. I said, who made my plate? All the time couscous. I'm sick up to here of couscous.
But you said the mother of all battles.
No. I was talking about the mother of all salad bars. I went to Sizzler last night. Boy, that's good. Well, start up the mobile home. Road trip!
Woo-hoo.
Road trip!
Woo-hoo.
Who's got the beer?
Yee-hoo.
Got the beer?
Beer!
Is our net in town?
Up, beer!
Then, hello. Hello, I am Saddam Hussein, Supreme Leader of Iraq. Obviously, shipments of mega coffee have resumed. Mega coffee.
Saddam.
What?
Saddam.
That's better. I hate it when you talk like George Bush.
Down, Bush.
So what's going on in the outside world? I don't get much news here in the tunnel.
We announced we are pulling our troops back.
Oh, that was nice of us. Did they fall for it?
Oh, no. It's weird. Somehow they knew we were lying.
Damn! It's almost as if they were looking down on us from heaven. They seem to know our every move.
So, what now?
Execute some officers.
Okay.
Pick me up some menthol cigarettes at the embargo mart. And send more troops south.
Ooh.
Then announce we're pulling back.
Uh-huh.
Really, really this time. Cross our hearts and hope Tariq Aziz dies.
Oh, good plan. They'll never expect us to lie again.
And while you're out, rent me some movies. It's boring down here in the tunnel. Any word from Madonna? You think she'll come through this time? Remember last time she said, if you don't start the war, we'll have sex forever. And I'll...
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me. This is the Man Minute. Today, men of the 90s ought to be aware of the tremendous contributions of women in history. Sure, women didn't cross the Delaware on Christmas Eve to surprise the British troops or invent the telephone. But women in history have been ignored too long, and as men evolve, we must recognize the contributions of our biological cousins. So here's a little test. See how much you know about the female giants of history. Number one. Who sang the anthem, "I Will Follow Him"? Well, that's an easy one. Little Peggy March. This one's harder. Number two, what woman in France bravely exposed herself to deadly radiation to advance our scientific progress? If you said Madame Tussaud, you're a sensitive male like me. Number three, in Bobby Goldsboro's hit song of the same name, what did honey do? Well, even if you didn't do too well, hopefully this test will goad you into boning up on Women in History. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
This is KLEK, The Leak, the only all-news leak station in the Tri-Plain area. Our top news leak this hour. Prosecutors in the O.J. Simpson case have a tape of the former football star saying, "It went okay, but I bled in the driveway." Eric?
Thank you, Milhouse. KLEK, All Leak Radio, has learned that Saddam Hussein was paid $1 billion by the Democratic Party to stage a crisis that would make Bill Clinton look good. Milhouse?
In Hollywood, sources close to actress Sarah Jessica Parker say she was secretly married to White House advisor George Stephanopoulos over the weekend. Meanwhile, an insider at Buckingham Palace has disclosed that the Queen is miffed at a videotape of Princess Diana having sex with the veterans of the Falkland Islands campaign. Eric?
In sports, someone high in the Kansas City Chiefs front office says the phone records of Joe Montana prove the quarterback has been throwing games. And in Milwaukee, acting baseball commissioner Bud Selig has cashed checks totaling $10 million from the American Tennis Federation, proving that baseball has sabotaged itself to make tennis the summer game.
This just in, KLEK, All Leak Radio, has learned that papers found in CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, indicate that everyone in the world is an employee of the agency. Any weather, Eric?
No, Milhouse. I think our source inside the Weather Bureau has been found out and killed.
Again?
Yeah.
Shucks.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with Newt Gingrich on a leash?
Well, this isn't Newt Gingrich, Bill. It's my chihuahua.
Could have fooled me. Sure looks like Newt Gingrich. Oh, I get it. It's a Halloween costume.
All right, Bill. A Tamerlane Creatures for Creatures costume.
Tamerlane Creatures for Creatures.
Tamerlane Creatures for Creatures. Costumes that let your pet do a little trick-or-treating on their own. Dress your cat up like a French maid.
Okay.
No, come on back, Bill. I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
Tamerlane Creatures for Creatures lets your gerbil dress up like Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street. Kind of hard for him to run on the treadmill with those nails.
What about my parakeet?
Well, 16 pounds of latex and... voila! Oh. Look, that budgie's a bald eagle.
Well, he's no fun. He fell right over. I guess his legs couldn't support the weight.
Well, hand paint your dog's feet red using Tamerlane red paint and...
He's Nicole Simpson's dog. Oh, boy. That's really in poor taste. Yeah. But if it helps him get candy, what the hey?
Tamerlane Creatures for Creatures costumes and Tamerlane red paint is available at the Room Temperature Fish Store, the First Baptist Muffler Shop, and dysfunctional Home Depot locations coast to coast.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, don't you want your kid to be smart? What's wrong with you? I know. You want the kids to read, but they just want to look at pictures of animals. Well, now you can do both. Educate your kids with the finest literature has to offer while they enjoy rabbits and gorillas or whatever it is they like. How? With Dickie Schmooze, Poetry by Animals. Dickie Schmooze, Poetry by Animals is a collection of the best writing by animals from around the world. A horse from the western United States, a piranha from South America, a stray European cat, and many more cultural and specially diverse poets are represented. Listen to this haiku by one of those Japanese blowfish. Eat me and drop dead. Moonlight won't pierce my domain. Cook me right or zap, you die. Oh, ain't that gorgeous, especially the part about the moonlight? If anyone knows nature, it's animals, so send for Dickie Schmooze Poetry by Animals today. $49.99, Dickie Schmooze Animal Poets, Box 1, Maggotville, California.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, the secret of eternal youth. Just kidding. There ain't no secret to eternal youth. Heck, why would you want to be young forever anyway, spending all your money on Power Rangers? Now, boy, there's a weird bunch, the Power Rangers. There's a definite case for the repeal of the helmet law there, huh? No, this week on the Mean Farmer Show... turning lead into gold. That's right, kidding again. Heck, if you could turn lead into gold, congressmen would have shiny butts. Nope. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, how to satisfy a woman every time. Of course, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's easier turning lead into gold, huh? And that's why I never married. Never did. Never married. You know I never married. Yeah, this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's kill a lawyer. No, not kidding this time. Let's kill a lawyer. Well, maybe not. With the appeals process, it'll take too long. This is only a 2-minute show, so even if you could kill one, it'd be too quick, you know? Yeah, this week on the Mean Farmer Show, how to improve airline food even though they won't let you on board with a lit hibachi. I'm not smoking, the pork chops are. Yeah, this week on the Mean Farmer Show, how to energize the declining business district of a small town using federal funds and stolen blasting caps. Yeah, I'm sorry I killed that lawyer early in the program now. All right, this week on the Mean Farmer Show, for real, it's fall, time to do some drive-by harvesting. Yeah, I get the combine out on the road at night, look for a good field, and swing in and cut that stuff. Yeah, I'll be home by dawn. Woo! Yeah, he worked so hard on those soybeans, too, huh? Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the secret of life. Don't wear loose clothing near the corn picker. It's that simple, folks.
Well,
America, remember, everything used to be better. Now it's not better, it's worse. Why? Clinton clones. Let's vote now against all the Clinton clones. Let's turn the clock back to the glories of the American past. When typhus, yellow fever, and smallpox were endemic, when striking workers were shot by federal troops, when veterans groups were tear gassed in the nation's capital, when Jim Crow laws ruled, when there was no minimum wage, no Social Security, no child labor laws, let's vote against the Clinton clones and the FDR clones, the Hubert Humphrey clones, the John Kenneth Galbraith clones, and of course, the Hillary clones. And what about the Barney clones? Do you want an America run by purple dinosaurs? How do you spot a Clinton clone? Well, watch their thighs when they jog by. Then vote appropriately. Stop the clone threat now. Thank you. College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes, fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Gotta hurry here, Yash. It's homecoming, and the students are building a bonfire.
Oh, big pep rally, huh, Coach?
Yeah, pep rally, angry mob, whatever. Anyway, they're looking for me, so I can't stay in one place too long.
Okay, Coach. Lots of huge games this week. Number one, Florida, and unbeaten Auburn, Penn State, and Michigan, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Which one are you going to pick first?
Hawaii will beat Utah with their secret roast pig flicker play, 66-65.
All those big games are big in Hawaii and Utah?
Sure. Then Boston College thinks they're so smart, but they're going to lose to Temple 78-3.
Boston College. Coach, you're going to stick your neck out on any of the important games? How about Nebraska at Kansas State?
Nebraska's quarterback this week is Harriet Tubman. Oh. A good deceased abolitionist, maybe, but she'll have problems on audibles. Kansas State will win 98-97.
It's Mark Turman, not Harriet Tubman, Coach. And the backup is Clester Johnson.
Who?
The wingback.
No, who's the backup?
Quarterback.
Yeah, the backup.
The wingback.
Wait, who's the quarterback?
Backup.
Okay. Wait, who's the quarterback?
The wingback.
The backup?
Quarterback.
I thought he was the wingback.
Right.
So the wingback will back up the quarterback.
The backup quarterback's the wingback.
That's what I've been saying.
A backup.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, is the college football rating system unfair to women? Wait, you say. Women don't play college football. What do they care? Well, they may not play football, but they sure as heck go to college, so they must care about the football team. What other reason would anyone have for going to college? I asked 100 women what they thought of the current rating system. Of the 8 who responded, 3 said they thought there should be a playoff. 2 said they thought Steve Spurrier was the cutest coach, so his team should be number 1. 1 said the polls discriminated against women's colleges like St. Mary's and Holyoke, who never got rated. And 1 thought I was from HBO's Real Sex and answered most inappropriately. Oh, what conclusions can we draw? Most obviously, coaches should wear masks. But also, women are as confused by football polls as the pollsters themselves are. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.